The scripture this morning reminds us of God's great love for us. That God is a God who honors His promises, keeps His promises. His love, His commitment towards us, even when we fail Him, even as generation after generation failed Him, our God is faithful. Not only faithful, but loving. Even when God, like a parent, when a child does something wrong, sometimes has to discipline and even punish them, God's love remains. You know, I remember times when my children were young and they needed discipline, and maybe this never happened to you with your children. I'd be surprised if it didn't happen at least once. They get so upset with the discipline, they say, "I hate you." And it's so important for us as parents to be able to come back, "Well, that's okay, but I love you. I love you. I mean, if you feel like you hate me, you just have to hate me, but I'm going to love you anyway." You know, that's what our God is saying to us. And God is saying that He wants to do more than that. And in Malachi, we hear the words where He promises the messenger that will prepare the way, which of course was John the Baptist. And both of these scriptures point towards John, but also point towards the Messiah coming. But they ask the question, who can endure the day of His coming? Who can endure the day of His coming? Because when the Messiah comes, we are going to be confronted with pure, absolute love and holiness. And who of us can stand in the presence of that? So Malachi, trying to answer that question as God speaks through him, says, "For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present right offerings to the Lord." That it's only through God's love that we can really be presentable to Him. Whether it's to the Father in the final days of judgment, or whether it's to His Son, Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus died on a cross. This is why Jesus became the last sacrifice needed. Because out of God's love, His sacrifice was going to make us pure if we accepted it into our lives. But we can't make a right offering to God until we open up our lives and let Him cleanse us and purify us. You see, gold and silver were the purest metals they had in the time of Malachi, in the times of Jesus. That was the purest and most precious metal, gold and silver. And Malachi says, He's going to refine us that way. He's going to make us pure. He is going to be that filter that holds the grounds out of which the hot water blends with them and makes coffee. So we're just left with the coffee, not the grounds, not the grit, not the uncomfortable part, but the better part. All of the prophets, I mean all of the prophets, complained about the offerings we bring to God. Because we bring our offerings, some a great deal, some not so much, some not at all, and we present them to God, and we think we're okay for what we do. But the offerings we make at the altar, the representations we put in these plates and give to the church, is a representation of the purity of our heart and our willingness to give ourselves to God, that God might purify and refine us like silver and gold. God might filter out the gritty, grimy part of our lives like he does with a coffee filter. God wants us to be perfected in love. We might not be materially perfect. We might not be absolutely without sin, but we can be so perfected in our relationship with God in Christ Jesus that we never knowingly sin against God or trespass against one another. We can achieve that in this life, but we've got to let him refine us. We have got to present ourselves before him and let him filter out the gook in our lives to make us pure before him. And Jesus says, I gladly take that upon me. And what is so miraculous about all of this is Jesus took our present and our future sin upon him on the cross of Calvary long ago. He paid the price back then for the sin I commit tomorrow or the next day or the next day to make me pure so I can stand before his Father, our Father, Abba God. Now Malachi is the one that makes the big deal about robbing and cheating God by not giving his tithes, but he's talking about much more than what we put in the offering plate. Because we could actually put a tithe in the offering plate, every one of us, every Sunday, and still not be a righteous offering before God. Because if we're not willing to give him our hearts, that's what he really wants. He wants to direct every facet of our lives. I was reading in my devotionals this week in Isaiah, and Isaiah was saying, oh, how I tire of your vain offerings and your assembling together. Because if we don't come with an open heart and say, Lord, I give it all to you, the symbolism of our being here and what we put in the collection plate really doesn't mean much. He wants us to be a right offering. He wants us to be a pure offering to him. So then what we do and what we give and what we say and how we behave with one another, it has been, we've filtered out the negative and the bitter and the aggravating and the gritty, and we can share love with one another. That's what we think about this season, is a greater love. Will you present yourselves to him that he might refine you and purify you, that we might be the people he has called us to be in this church, out in that community, in the world? This is his call through the prophet Malachi to you and me today. Believe me, I'm aware of the filtering that needs to take place in my life. I hope God makes you aware of what needs to be filtered and refined in yours. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we turn to you in prayer asking for you to refine us, to filter out those negative ways of thinking and acting and those gritty, abrasive parts of our lives that hurt other people, because we don't seem to be able to do it in our own power by our own will. But you loved us so much that you sent your Son in the world to set an example, to be the last sacrifice that ever had to be made, the last living sacrifice that had to die for the sins of the world. And then your Son, Christ Jesus, sent his Holy Spirit to nudge us, to urge us to be holy and acceptable before you. Help us so we can be presented to you as a righteous offering for the building of your kingdom and the glory of your name forevermore. Amen.